All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd of 2025, and looking ahead here, we had a four-game early MLB slate get underway a little while ago. Good luck to all of you who played that slate. We have a eight-game MLB main slate later this evening, as well as a three-game NBA playoff slate and a three-game NHL playoff slate. So still plenty of DFS action coming at you guys. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Before we get started, when I wanted to bring SaberSim up, wanted to mention this, got a couple questions about it, especially with like the birdie battle and things like that. We are not supporting the Zurich Classic this week. So there's a banner in the app says SaberSim will not have sims or projections for the Zurich Classic or PGA this week due to the format. It is a team style event, and at the moment we do not support team style events. So just wanted to let you all know about that banner, because had gotten a couple questions about it today, so I wanted to mention it. But with that said, let's get over to a slate that we are supporting. So I think we did MLB build yesterday. Thought it'd be a good opportunity to do a NBA build, right? Three-game playoff slate here. We didn't have any questions come in before the show. If you guys have questions, feel free to post them and we will get to them. But in the meantime, figured we can start with the slate demo and then kind of go from there. So fire building lineups for the three game NBA playoff slate today. How would I want to be wanting to build those lineups, right? So min salary is way down here, you know, for a three game slate. I think it makes a lot of sense for the regular season. Now I think minutes are a lot concentrated. Best players on the teams are getting more minutes in these playoff slates. So I would probably be inclined here probably to just raise this slightly. You know, if you want to go like 46,000 or like maybe even like 47,000, you know, I'm totally fine with that. We're just raising the floor here, right? Not letting the builder get too weird with some of the sim outcomes. Not to say that it's going to just jam in a bunch of low salary lineups. Still going to, you know, play good lineups, but we're just kind of raising the floor a little bit here, right? So I like 46. You know, if you wanted to go like 46.5, 47, you know, all those things are like fine as well. So that's just me personally. It's how I would be doing it. Other than that, gonna definitely stay away from rules. Might consider a player pool filter. You know, we just scroll down here. You know, I don't really want to play guys who are like so low projected, even if they're getting like a little bit of ownership, right? In like blowout scenarios, anything like that. Kind of don't need to get super weird. Maybe I look at like minutes, right? If somebody's projected for like less than 10 minutes, maybe I think that, you know, there's just a chance like don't get in the game or something like that. You know, I could do something where it's like, hey, don't show me players projected for less than 5, right? And, you know, we come in here like my projection greater than 5. Show. Some of these guys who like have a high do not participate chance here, we're kind of just getting rid of them. You know, I think this is like a fine thing to do. So just a super small filter, but I don't expect it to be highly impactful. Anyways, I'm about ready to build my lineup. So we set a player pool filter. We made an adjustment to minimum salary, just kind of based on like my own intuition here. And now we're going to kick this off, right? Going to build 500 lineups. We're going to just use the default contest sim here. So we'll build 20 lineups. Notice in the settings that we have the run contest sim automatically after build toggle on already. So that will auto kick the contest in once the lineups are finished, which has happened. And then we are now sorting by the ROI, which you can see here. So that's all great. We have an average projection aggregate metric, which I like. And then we also want to go and get an average ROI one. Cool. So about ready to start building some lineups here, or like really just like making some decisions about our lineups. I like to come into the player table, sort by exposure. So here, right, sorting correctly, aggregate metrics, exposure leverage pool for, you know, some indicators there. This all looks really good to me, right? I'm pretty happy with all this. Now, what do I want to do, right? Well, I was actually talking to somebody about this earlier today in sport. It's like, hey, you know, with many uniques, you know, you're getting to way lower numbers than usual. It's like, yeah, you know, it's kind of expected, right? So the number of min uniques you can achieve is always going to be dependent on the number of players in the player pool and also how many players per lineup, right? So some three games, playoff slate, you know, projections, minutes get a little bit more concentrated, less viable options, right? Less like viable players in the player pool. So when you start to increase this, you know, you go from one to two. Okay, that kind of seems okay. We go from like two to three, seems okay. When we get into four, we see like a really big jump in. To be honest, I expected it to be like a little worse. That didn't really seem that bad, but it's just something to be aware of. You know, we have had some two-game slates as well. So that's like another thing to consider, right? Well, it might not always be a three-game slate, might be a two-game slate. So again, you know, with the min uniques, there's not a right number. You know, there's not like, oh, always use two, always use three, always use four. The best thing to do, use your exposures and your leverages, use your aggregate metrics, figure out what is the best min unique number today, right? Which number makes the most sense to you? Maybe it's one, right? Maybe you like your exposures, your leverages. Maybe you like the guys that you're getting high leverage to and you're happy with that. Maybe you want to, you know, go to two, right? So for me, you know, the way I like to do it, right, is like, okay, what's my average projection? What's my ROI? So 258.9, 569 ROI. Okay. And then we bump it up. Projection goes down 0.1. ROI goes down 3%. Okay, great. Let's keep going. Okay. ROI is down like 10-ish percent now. Okay, fine. At four, we get like a big jump and ROI goes down almost like 100% total. You know, you could do this if you wanted to, right? I like three a little bit better. Now, maybe though I'm at three and maybe I just don't want so much leverage on like one particular player. Like, you know what? Al Horford, I just don't want to have 95% exposure and 46% leverage. Maybe I want to match his pool, right? This is like a good reason for like having your pool exposure column visible. It's like, okay, well, maybe if I drop this to like 75%, that brings his leverage more in line with some of these other players. And I like this a lot better, right? So we have like a group of players between like 24 to 31% leverage. And Horford is now part of this group. He is still the highest exposed player, but he also has really high ownership, right? This is a fine approach. You know, notice our ROI is down, I don't know, like 35-ish percent. This is fine, right? So there's no right answer. It's kind of the point. You got to, you know, use uniques, make fine-tuned adjustments as you will, but you can use your leverage, you could use your pool, you could use your aggregate metrics and all these different, you know, data points are how you kind of get to a point where you're like, okay, I feel comfortable with these lineups. I'm happy to submit them. And these are the ones I'm going to rock and roll with, right? So this is all I'm really doing. You know, I'd be ready to save these and upload them to my contest, but that's a quick little demo for NBA for today. Since we have time, why don't we also do an MLB one, right? So we have that 8-game main slate coming up later this evening. And let's get over to here. All right. So MLB, a couple things you want to be aware of, right? Always want to kind of be aware of the weather. So this free RotoGrinders dashboard run by Kevin Roth. Very, very good resource. Awesome, awesome thing he does. And you can use this to kind of get a sense for if there's any risk, right? So these two games were early, but this third game is on the main slate, Colorado, KC. So it says, monster of a storm builds northwest of KC, and the latest models runs have it holding northwest of KC. Model runs prior to that brought the storm in late game. Because we don't quite have a strong model agreement yet, I'm leaving it yellow. My current expectation is for a dry game, but there's room for things to go south. So I'm leaving some low risk in for now in case I have to increase the threat of this, the threat level this afternoon. We'll circle back. So this kind of tells you like, hey, you know, I probably want to come and confirm the latest weather model update prior to lock or even prior to the game starting. Right. So just remember, like, even if you don't have a good sense before the slate locks, because I think he usually updates it like within an hour before log or like an hour before game time. You can always late swap. Right. So late swapping is super important. You could just get your lineups in. Maybe you want to build as if the game is going to play dry, as if there's not going to be any problems. OK, then you just do a normal run before the slate starts. And then within this 40-minute window between the first game starting and the KC game starting, you circle back. If there's an update that is looking, turning for the worst, okay, then you late swap, you manage your risk to this game. You could also go into the games tab and use our new postpone chance percent column, right? Like, hey, you know, what is the percent chance I think this game postpones? Maybe there's not a big risk for postponement, but maybe there's a big risk for in-game delay. Then, okay, you know, maybe I want to go and I want to look at the pitchers in this game and the pitchers in this game. So one of them has really high ownership, right? Lorenzen. The other one, Marquez, not such high ownership, but then maybe you want to manage some risk to Lorenzen, right? Maybe you're like, you know what? No matter what, I don't want to be positively leveraged on him. I want to play him neutral at the most or less. Okay, this is a fine approach, right? You're basically saying, I don't want Lorenzen to be the reason I win or lose. I want to just match the field, and then I want to get leverage on less risky spots and less risky players on the slate, given the weather report, right? This is, again, fine approach to take. So those are your main ways for, like, handling weather. Is going to be the postponed chance, is going to be, you know, max exposure adjustments. So that's what I recommend. And I don't know, maybe we just set this as like super low, like 5% postpone chance. Okay. So what this does is when we are randomly sampling your sims, right? We are applying that in the sim and in the slate. What's the word I'm looking for? The slate simulation, right? Like, hey, 5% of the time this game gets postponed. And then, you know, when we are randomly sampling, the builder is, you know, applying that 5% to your lineup building process and to your contest sims, right? Contest sims that occurs as well. So that's what's happening there. But those are the main ways I would think about managing risk in that weather game. Aside from that, I'm probably going to boost min salary here based on what I've seen in flashback. Going to turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers. Other than that, just two minor adjustments to projections. And I'm going to kick this off. All right. So we did the NBA demo with ROI. So then we'll do this one with Saber score. So maybe we do something like that. Like one demo Saber score, one demo ROI. Seems good to me. All right. So lineups are finishing up, which is always good. All right, come in, sort by exposure. Move some columns around. Pretty much the same setup here, right? Sim ran, but I'm going to switch back to Saber score. You know, most of these contests are falling within like the 10K to 50K range, especially like the 20 maxes and things like that. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game slate. So that's considered a large slate. We consider large slates with six or more games on it. But here, right, I'm about ready. Sorting by Saber score, average projection aggregate metric, One thing I'll do here is scroll down to the last lineup in my set of lineups. Okay, so lineup 20 to start. That looks right. Sorting by exposure. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing, right? We're going to come in here. We're going to boost the uniques. Okay, we go from 1 to 2. Projection changes super slightly. We go from 3 to 4. Another small change. We go from, or that was 2 to 3. We go 3 to 4. It stays the same. We go from 4 to 5. From 4 to 5, we're down about one single point in projection, okay? So this is probably a good time to take a step back and like, okay, how is everything looking, right? Do I like my stacks? Maybe I have too many 3 stacks, right? I have 1, 2, 3, 5 lineups with a 3-3. So, you know, maybe I don't like that, right? Maybe I want to match these closer to the pool. It's like, okay, let's turn 3-3 to 5%. All the other ones kind of in line as well. So maybe I just make that one change, right? Get all these 3 stacks in line with their pool exposures, which is just kind of the frequency that they're coming up. So that seems okay. Now all of our higher exposed stacks, 5-2s, 4-2s, 5-3, right? So a lot bigger stacks. So that seems good. Okay. Not a ton here in line. When we come in and we sort by projected runs, our highest exposed team is also the highest projected runs team, right? So that's usually in line. Their ownership is going to be higher. So their exposure is naturally going to be a little bit higher to stay in line with the field. Okay, seems good. Taking a couple shots in some lower projected teams, but nothing more than 10%. So that kind of seems okay. It's, you know, 1-2 lineups. All right, so I'm pretty happy with my stacks. Come back. Maybe I look at my batters. Okay, no batter over 25%. A lot of the batter leverages are a little bit lower. You know, a lot of single digit, nothing in the 20% range. So a couple double digit, not terrible. All right, we go to pitchers. Taking one bigger stand on Logan Webb, but other than that, a lot of single digit. So what am I doing? I'm just looking at my diversification, right? How, you know, has this mini unique of 5 adjusted my lineup set, and it seems to be doing a pretty good job, right? We're flattening out our leverage from at 5 uniques, we're at 89 players in the player pool. At 1 unique, we were at 80. So a little, we've added players to the player pool, right? We're spreading our exposures around a little bit more, but we're still getting leverage on certain players in certain spots that the builder seems to like, right? So that's always good. In my opinion, I like this a lot more. The last thing I would have done that I forgot to do was every time I made a change, I would scroll down to make sure we're not going too far down in our pool, right? We're at lineup 32 right now out of. So we really don't want to go too far down in the pool here, but being only at lineup 32 is a great thing, right? So this is all really good. I'd honestly be happy with these lineups. You could tinker with it further based on personal preference, but I think these lineups are well diversified. I think there's some leverage, not too much leverage, and I'd be ready to save these and upload them. All right, question from Jellybean. If you're on Ultimate, do you ever really need to use Saber Score over ROI? Good question. So the answer is no. So, you know, the whole point of being on Ultimate is having access to the contest sims, which give you better sorting metrics. The ROI is, you know, handled on a contest by contest level, right? If we go like to the contest tab. So in the contest tab, once this loads, say that again. It's using the exact number of entries in the contest. It's using the exact payout structure, and it's accounting for how many entries you're putting in, and then it's accounting for different ownership projections based on the stakes of the contest and the number of entries allowed. Okay, this is as specific as you can possibly be. What Saber Score does, right? It groups a lot of contests together, so it would group the $15 150 max with the $1 150 max, with the 50 cent 150 max, with the $1 20 max, with the 25-cent 20 max, right? It's grouping all of these things together because it's casting this bigger umbrella, right? It's Sabre score 10K to 50K entries. All those contests I just named are within 10K to 50K entries. So you just, it's not as hyper specific as a contest sims. That's why the Sabre. Say it again. We used contest sims to build Sabre score. The contest sims were how we back tested contests to figure out what variables at which weights fit within certain contest parameters based on size, but it is not as specific as contest sims are. So if you have contest sims, I would not recommend using Sabre score. But good question there. All right. We actually did two slate demos today, one for NBA with ROI, one for MLB with Sabre score. Caught up with questions here in the chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.